Good morning and welcome to the Men's Daily Briefing. It is Thursday, January the 26th, 2017. The title for today's article is, What Do You Want Me to Do For You? That question is found twice in Mark 10. Jesus asked this question, What do you want me to do for you? It will be good for us to look at each situation briefly and learn a lesson for today. The first time Jesus asked this question, it was of James and John. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. What did James and John want? Power, position, and glory. Jesus had to follow up with a lesson on humility and servanthood in this chapter. The second time Jesus asked this question, it was of a blind man named Bartimaeus. This man sat by the roadside begging. Verses 46 through 51 of Mark 10 says this, Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Bartimaeus knew who Jesus was. He understood by faith that Jesus was the Messiah and had power to heal. This man didn't want power, position, or glory. He just wanted to see. I find it amazing that others around him warned him to be quiet. He was not deterred, nor would he be silenced. Jesus knew the faith of this man and the condition of his heart. He commanded that Bartimaeus be called up to him. Verse 52 says, Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Blind Bartimaeus saw something that even the 12 did not see. Simple, trusting faith combined with pure humility. Let's be a Bartimaeus today. Let's not be glory and position seekers thinking. Let's think of the basic foundational needs we have that only Jesus can provide. Let's cry out and beg for the Son of David to provide those for us. Our faith will make us well, just like it did for Bartimaeus. Thanks and have a great day.